You there?
My dear Bruce, how are you?
I am well. How are you?
Very nice. He said, non-weapon practice is made with the proper means.
Let me turn up my sound a little bit. Okay, say again, please.
Non-weapon play, the practice with the proper means.
This one we have here. This one special. This one. And we play. Probably need this a little lower. Can you see what you need? Is that okay?
I see you very nice. That's right. So what we will do is play this thing.
Do you want an A?
Do you have the page I already sent you?
I'm sorry?
I sent you a page, now a partiture. And you should play it, and then, if you don't have it,
let's see, the sound isn't very good. I can barely understand you.
Oh, let me call you again to see if it refreshes.
Well, I'm wondering if it's that or, well, maybe it's my volume.
Well, is your volume, put it off the volume, let's see.
Okay, that's better. If it gets too high, then it gets distorted.
Okay. Yes, it's harsh enough, but a good level. Now, let's see. So what we will do first with E minor, the chords we will play is E minor, then D.
Then which?
D. Then D.
D.
Which we play.
D this D way.
One. Yes, that's right. And then C.
Okay.
Yes, but we can pick a 3 on the third fret, 6th string. Yes, and then
B7. And let's play it this way.
That's right. So let's do that. And
B7.
Okay. So now place your ring finger on the second string.
Ring on the second string.
No, right hand. In the top of left hand, Bruce will say fingers 1, 2, 3, 4. The okay. Fingers.
Okay.
And when we say ring finger or middle like that, that means right hand.
Okay.
It's not like piano. Here we have numbers only for left hand. Right hand will not be numbered, will be letter.
Okay.
So when we say A or ring finger, it means right hand.
Right hand.
Finger on the second string.
Second string.
All right. Now, stick that middle on the third.
Middle on the third.
And index on the fourth.
On the fourth.
That's right. Okay, let's pick the E minor.
And an E minor.
Press 1 E minor. And then six will be played with the thumb, right?
Simultaneously?
So what we will do is play. What are you doing? Yes. Okay. No, don't change chord.
Okay.
One chord first. We do. And that ratio is consisting of 4 notes. One third main chord.
All
now the next one will be fifth string I play with the thumb, and then fifth index. Yes, will be second and third. And right, and now thumb on the fourth string.
the middle on the second.
That's right. Yes. So that would tell that he's
move down one string. Now I'm playing the first, second, and third, right? So I'm playing first, second, and third string now.
We do the same position. We can get on the same one.
So you do it like this.
Like that. That's easier for that pitch, though. Because we have in mind that then one finger goes up and one down, and that's all.
Okay. Okay, it's a thumb. Thumb, ring, middle, index, right?
Yes.
And then it's thumb on the fifth, and ring again, ring, index, and then just thumb, index.
The second bar is middle index.
Is middle index. Okay, so I moved down one string.
That's right.
Okay. And then the last one is thumb middle.
That's right. Okay, now. Yes.
So the middle gets used on every one. The middle stays.
No, not that plain C major.
Okay. How many counts are you playing? Is that like 96?
No,
how many beats per minute?
Every chord.
Okay, but beats per minute.
Beats per minute, we do first. The video I just sent you is at 60.
Oh, okay, okay. I didn't see the video.
Let's see. Put that video out. Put it in minute one.
Okay, should I bring the video up?
Yes, just put it one moment to show you how it works.
Where'd it go? There it is. Oh, there's two videos, right? There's two videos?
There is.
Oh, there's a PDF. Okay. Okay, the PDF is probably more important. Let me print that off right now.
Okay.
And then, I was working on that. I'll bring up the video. I had something really strange happen last week. I had a string. I had a string go bad. My D string went bad. It started buzzing at the first and second fret. And at first I thought it was something wrong with my guitar. I was ready to do some pretty drastic things with the guitar. And then I realized...
Okay, so now what we'll do is
play... Let me get rid of that a second. And then I noticed it wouldn't tune up down here.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, it was crazy. And I was really worried. And then I replaced
the string. That's the string defective.
Yeah, well, it was okay, and then it went bad. Have you ever had that happen to you?
Well, the string's gone wrong, yes, for sure.
That you couldn't even tune it?
Yes, that's right, but that's when the string is defective from the beginning. If it has a defective string, then it will do that problem.
Okay, I never had that happen. And I was really worried. I really thought I had a big problem with my guitar.
That's why you have to have maybe 5 or 6 strings extra. And then if this happens, just take out the string because that string came defective.
Yeah, okay. Well, I've got plenty of D strings. D strings go bad on me. They usually just break.
Yeah, well, everyone uses more than one. Yeah. So just take it out and put that on and then we will see.
And it's fine.
Okay, I don't think there is anything with the guitar because it doesn't go wrong like from one day to another like that.
Yeah. So it's working now, but I had never had that problem before. Let me print off. Okay. Oh shoot. Okay. Print. What's happening? Okay, print. Okay, and I do have your video. But we don't need that now.
That's right. That's how it should sound.
Okay. Let me go get the piece of paper that I printed. I'll be right back.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, now, this looks pretty easy.
Now let's read the second one, which is...
Okay, so that's the first...
Second Roman number, third line.
That's A minor now.
A minor now. So what we will do now is exactly the same, but I will play with it without 6th string. We will play from 5th to 1st. So... Let's see.
B minor. Okay, that sounds familiar.
Again, A minor.
And then back to A minor. I know what the end of this. And then we go down.
And then B7 flat 9. Finger 4 on the 5th fret, 3rd string.
Okay, 2. Oh, that's B minor. We have 2005.
Five is on the third.
Okay. Strange.
Yes, that was.
Okay.
Now, let's play it, for example, with the video. With the video from minute one, say.
Okay, so I should start up the video from the beginning, I guess. Start.
Yes, from the minute one, say. Just to get the chord progression going. Okay, so now what we will do is to play an arpeggio por rumba that we will place our ring finger on the second string. So the section of strings we will play will be from the sixth to the second, as opposed to the first example that we did with the first string. Here we don't play first string. At 60 beats per minute, let's try with E minor, D, C, and B7. One, two, three, four, E.
What did you say?
That video is the first video. I sent you two.
Oh, you did?
Okay. Yes. Just the second one, the very last thing.
Okay. That'll take a minute.
No problem.
Okay, here it is.
Strings at 60 beats per minute. 1, 2, 3, 4, E.
Okay.
This one. Private channel. This one here. So now play this one.
Yeah, and by the way, are you ever, okay, are you ever gonna send me the two string scale? Remember you said you were gonna do that.
Yes.
And then the other thing you said you were gonna send was the Soliar falsetta.
Yes. That we will do for next as well for sure. Because now need to check the whole technique aspect of the rhythmic with the arpeggio to complete one section, and then we will for sure. Let me write it here. I will write this because I have to send it to the guy in the website thing. Let me put here. Okay. I will write rules.
Is this the same as what I just did?
Yes, that's the one. That's the one we are reading. Number two.
Okay, I've already got that one. Let's see. But you said sent a third one, right? Private channel.
Yes. The third one is here.
Oh, okay. Just slow down.
Mayor scales,
those
strings.
That's right.
Okay, I wrote
okay,
here
the private
hand. Yes, the one from the
private
hand. There you go. So that's
30?
That's 30? That's 37. So
the
one, I can play with it, let me see.
Okay.
That's me.
to take the time before it comes naturally.
Okay, but that's fine. And now, if we go over to another minute, that will be for the number one effect.
Okay.
Then for the second one, we will go to the minute. Let me show you around where will be. That will be after the four, I think. Let's see, number five. Okay, now put it in minute five.
Put it in what? Oh, okay. I don't think it's coming.
Minute five, because we will play the affection number two. This one.
Okay.
From the first to the fifth. Like, we are now going to complete the arpeggio playing on different sections of the strings, namely from the sixth to the second and from the fifth to the first.
Right.
If we complete this nicely, then we will play very nice everything, the soleado, the song, don't worry. That's no problem.
Okay.
I just write it down there to send you the
okay. But this is extremely important, this remix.
Yes, this is very important, and we should try also with the counting, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, because it has a certain syncopation.
Okay.
That's when we count it, then the rhythm, then
okay,
we will get the whole thing. That's good.
So it's really one e-anda, two e-and,
yes.
Three and. Right?
Yes.
So
1, 2, 3, 4. In the pitch, in the e-and, you can see the beats. So
okay, let's see if this is the right one.
Take the time. Put it in minute five.
Go. I'm sorry?
That should be minute five.
It should be what?
On the fifth minute.
The fifth?
The fifth minute of the video.
Oh, the fifth, okay, 5 minutes in.
Yes, that's right. Because that's the other one.
Okay, this. Okay, I don't know if I've got the other video yet. I've got one private channel.
Just that one is the one.
You only have
two.
One. Okay.
Yes. That's one with the three examples, but it's 15 minutes long. And for we are playing the 5th minute, so it's just like the same song.
So I need to practice it.
Okay, then that's one. And now, once we go through this, then we will play the combination with G major. With G major chord.
That's an easy one.
Yes, that one we play with this chord. That's right. So, now the chord progression will be this way. I just sent you. Look. This one will be E minor, A minor, B7, or D, G, C, B7. Right? You see?
Okay.
Again. Arpeggio. Okay, disregard the last one because it came out a mistake. That. This is the good one. And the chords for that one will be here.
Right here will be
this one. Let's see.
Okay, what do I have here? I've got one YouTube came through. There's
yes.
Two titles and one YouTube. So this is arpeggio 3. Yeah, so this one here I have. Here, I'll play a bit of it. Come on.
I just do sound. I don't know why.
What's that? Now is that B a D seven or just D? We played a D.
Just take it as D is the same.
Okay.
Because really speaking, when it's major, it can be also seven. That's the same.
Well, this
no,
would be
no
D
problem.
Seven,
no concern for that. What we would play is a yes, and my second chord we just saw at the beginning. The second chord we just played. That's right.
Okay, so this is D. Okay, so the first time 30
you play. That's really D7.
Yeah.
But the other one is often used as if it were 7 with the 7 omitted. But it's the same. It's like if you are not home and I go to your home, I will say that this is Bruno's house. Although he's not here, but it's his house. So the chord here doesn't have the 7.
Well,
it's a 7 too, although it doesn't have it there.
All right.
It's
well,
not
what
present
does it say?
There. It's like on manifest. It's not present, but it can be considered a 7.
But we are playing. We are playing the string. We are playing the second string.
The second string. But we play. We use the chord D pure D with the D on the second string as if it were the 7. Don't worry.
Okay.
Just do either.
All right.
But this one will come like this. So look. E, A, B, C, C, B will be like this.
Let's see, we're going from, where does it say it? We're going from E to A minor. Okay, so. And then A, we move down one string. So now we're. Okay.
Yes, that's right.
And then we go D7, we go back up here.
Yes.
And then we go to G, and that's also up here.
Okay.
So only,
well.
minor gets down to the first string.
Yes, so you can be playing both ways. Don't worry, you play it either. Either from the first string or from the second. Because with these exercises, we will be able to switch our arpeggio position easily.
Okay.
And get it round into the beats.
Right.
And it's quite a song too. So that will be great because then we complete the arpeggio stuff nicely, nicely. And then we can continue with the soleado, with the twist of the scale next class.
Okay. Okay, so we'll see you in 2 weeks at 10:15.
And let me know when you come here in vacation. You should take an intensive course.
What's that?
And being the beach. That when you come here to Malaga,
yeah,
you can take an intensive course of guitar. And also being the beach, because it's a great place.
Oh, yeah.
You know Malaga, right? You know here.
Yeah. Yeah, in October.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let me know before to find
out the
place and everything.
When I'm ready to make the plane reservations, I'll double check with you and the school.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay,
2 weeks.
Let me have an idea.
Okay.